Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very chilly day underway today, but milder over the weekend. A good bit of cloudiness today. Sunshine will be limited. Kind of a cold day with a high only around 49, but you add in that northwest breeze at 10 to 16, it'll make it seem a lot colder than it is. Tonight, partly cloudy, colder, overnight low 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Nice day, high in the upper 50s tomorrow. We'll go down to the 40s tomorrow night with a great forecast for the Camellia Bowl. Then scattered showers on Sunday, high in the low 60s. Showers and thunderstorms Sunday night into Monday. Monday's high around 68. Download our weather app and stay on top of the weather changes with push notifications for watches and warnings, plus access to all my blog updates and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Major cuts coming to the Montgomery Public School System. The board had several options. The one the board chose stated that if the board decided against cutting its own compensation and outsourcing, it would need to cut $5.5 million in full-time positions. Well, the option calls for cutting an estimated 101 teachers and administrators, as well as approximately 30 non-certified employees, janitors, bus drivers, cafeteria workers. Dr. Ed Richardson has to approve the option. The board meets with him Monday. Chief Financial Officer Jason Taylor said the cuts will happen relatively immediately and do not include cuts to the central office. And Paul Canseno was training with the Air Force in Montgomery back in 2010. He visited the Montgomery Humane Society and found a Chihuahua named Texas. Then he got deployed to Afghanistan, but he kept up with Texas, sending him birthday presents. The Petco Foundation found out where these two buddies' friendship started and sent the Montgomery Humane Society $5,000. That's Headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Brubaker Motors. What's new at Brubaker? It's our end-of-the-year sale. All remaining 2017 models must go. Come see us or go online at Brubaker.com for our specials. The all-new Kia Stinger GT sedan with 360 horsepower. Available soon. Kia, for the second year in a row, is number one in J.D. Power initial quality, edging out Porsche for the second year. See our other models, all value-priced, ready to sell. Our Prattville and Montgomery Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat locations. Great deals this month on our huge selection of Ram trucks, especially during hunting season. Throw all the kids into the back of the Pacifica, a new type of people mover, and the always popular, great to drive anywhere Jeep Grand Cherokee, the leader in SUVs for decades. Infiniti, sporty luxury, the all-new QX30 compact SUV crossover, or the carry everything in style QX80, big enough to carry all your stuff but nimble as a cat. Hundreds to choose from. And don't forget our award-winning service departments. All locations have express oil change, all value priced and convenient. Only at Brubaker Motors.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389 or online at ParrottSS.com.
Celebrate the holidays with a special gift from Cronier's Fine Jewelry. What woman wouldn't love a pair of stunning and elegant diamond earrings from Cronier's? Honor the special person in your life. Cronier's Fine Jewelry. When you believe in forever. Celebrate the holidays with a special gift from Cronier's Fine Jewelry. Stunning diamond bracelets are available in breathtaking designs at Cronier's Fine Jewelry. Honor the special person in your life. Cronier's Fine Jewelry. When you believe in forever.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The FCC has rolled back an Obama-era rule on net neutrality.
The net neutrality rule regulates the internet like a public utility.
Regulation is a stealth taxation.
Vice President Pence is delaying a planned trip to Israel in case his tie-breaking vote is needed in the Senate to get tax reform over the line.
21st Century Fox is being sold to Disney, a $52 billion deal.
Texas Republican Congressman Blake Farenthold won't seek re-election.
Iran is violating international agreements.
U.S. Air Force stealth fighters intercepted two Russian attack jets over Syria.
A firefighter killed in Southern California.
Toyota's goal is to boost its sales of hybrids, electric and fuel cell vehicles to 5.5 million units.
A deadly collision between a school bus and a train in southern France.
And in Ontario, police say four people were killed in a helicopter crash north of Kingston.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Channel 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition, 272-9228. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. That will go a long way towards a great Christmas Eve or Christmas meal. Also, we have the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing that we're doing later on this hour. Anybody can get in on that. You just need to say something and ask to be put in for the drawing. Okay, let's kind of get back to some of the things that we were talking about. Kristen Welker, tax plan dropouts.
The high-stakes fight for tax reform will enter a new phase today, with Republicans set to unveil their final version of the bill in just a few hours. The president and the White House sounding confident heading into this home stretch, but on Capitol Hill, last-minute disarray. This morning, the Republican race for tax reform is hitting a roadblock. With the final vote approaching next week, Senator Marco Rubio says he'll vote against the GOP bill unless the child tax credit is expanded for low-income families. The total credit in the current bill, $2,000. Families paying little or no income tax would receive a refundable portion of $1,100. Rubio argues that amount needs to be higher.
Unless they can figure out a way to add to the $1,100 figure, I won't support the bill.
But President Trump insists Rubio will eventually get to yes.
He's really been a great guy and very supportive. I think that Senator Rubio will be there for sure. We're doing very well on the tax front.
They do seem to be kind of getting there. And they're now coming out with some of the plans, like married and filing jointly. You're at a 10% tax bracket up to $19,000. That's a good deal. Let's go to the second part of this. Kristen Welker on the tax plan.
Rubio's fellow GOP Senator Mike Lee is also concerned about the child tax credit and undecided on the bill, according to his spokesman. All of it raising the stakes for Republicans who can only afford to lose two votes. Senator Bob Corker is already a likely no vote, concerned the bill will drive up the deficit. Adding to the uncertainty, two Republicans facing health problems, 80-year-old Thad Cochran, who's missed votes this week, and Senator John McCain battling brain cancer, now hospitalized at Walter Reed to deal with the side effects of his treatment. McCain's office saying he looks forward to returning to work as soon as possible. His close friend, Lindsey Graham, providing an update.
He's had a heck of a Senate schedule, and I hope he'll take some time to regroup, do a little rehabilitation on his leg, and come back and participate in the way that only Senator McCain can participate.
Looming over all of it, new speculation about House Speaker Paul Ryan's future on Capitol Hill. Politico citing sources close to Ryan, reporting the Speaker is considering retiring after next year's midterm elections. Ryan saying he's not going anywhere
yet. Thank you very much, everybody.
So you're not quitting anytime soon?
I'm not at it.
Laughing off that speculation there. And this morning, a phone call that's getting a lot of attention after Russian President Vladimir Putin praised the U.S. economy in his end-of-the-year news conference. President Trump called him and thanked him, according to the White House. The two leaders also discussed the crisis in North Korea. Meanwhile, there may be tensions on display later today when President Trump speaks at the FBI National Academy graduation. He recently said the Bureau's reputation is in tatters and it's standing the worst in history.
Okay, so we have two senators, Cochran and John McCain. John McCain is over at Walter Reed, so I think he could get there. And I can see him making a big entrance, also like he did last time. Remember when he flew in?
Mm-hmm.
Cochran, I'm not quite so sure. Kind of some mixed reports on him recovering from some pretty major surgery. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to make it. So then they would have to have everybody on board to get this. And if John McCain votes in the affirmative, there was still a little problem with Corker. So maybe the tie-breaking vote will be the Vice President of the United States. And this whole FBI thing, I kind of want to get into this because this is kind of a much bigger story than they're playing with. Let's start out with Justin Napolitano talking about FBI charges. Now, he's going to be in a roundtable situation. This is with Brett Baer.
This is going to be an unusual statement in at least a couple of ways. First, I'm going to include more detail about our process than I ordinarily would, because I think the American people deserve those details in a case of intense public interest. And second, I have not coordinated this statement or reviewed it in any way with the Department of Justice or any other part of the government. They do not know what I'm about to say. Although we did not find clear evidence that Secretary Clinton or her colleagues intended to violate laws governing the handling of classified information, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information.
We've seen that many times. James Comey, then FBI director, laying out the case that he did not bring against Hillary Clinton and why in a very unique way. Today, in a letter from Senator Ron Johnson to the FBI director, Chris Wray, we see this. On May 6th, Deputy Director McCabe, Andrew McCabe, forwarded the draft statement to other senior FBI employees, including Peter Strzok. The original draft of Director Comey's remarks included a statement that could be read as a finding of criminality in Secretary Clinton's handling of classified material. The edited statement deleted the reference to gross negligence, a legal threshold for mishandling classified material. The original draft of Director Comey's statement included a conclusion that it was, quote, reasonably likely that hostile actors had penetrated Secretary Clinton's private server. Instead, the edited statement simply read, it was possible that those events occurred.
That's a lot of changes that are there. That were very much into the affirmative for Hillary Clinton. And again, why was Strzok was the one that did the interview? He's also the one that interviewed Michael Flynn.
Yes.
Why didn't he put her under oath like he did Michael Flynn? He's also the one that conducted the interview with Cheryl Mills and Uba Abedin, where Cheryl Mills was operating as an attorney in the interview. How in the world did that happen? And they were not put under oath. So I think if you go back and start backtracking this and start looking at all the things, this guy's like Forrest Gump, he's there in all these different places, why he treated one party different than the other party. And remember, on Michael Flynn, he had only been in office, only been in there for 3 days. When he goes over to the White House, knocks on the door, goes in, tells him who he is, says he has some questions, and put him under oath. Okay, now Justin Napolitano is going to weigh in on the FBI.
Judge. Well, I don't think it matters who edited this. Jim Comey owns it. He's responsible for it. He was the director of the FBI. I also don't think it matters the ideological predilections of the editor. The person who signed it, the person who delivered it, is responsible for it. If you ask a first-year law student to define gross negligence, it's defined as extreme carelessness. They are essentially the same thing. He attempted to pull the wool over the eyes of the American public, and for a while he succeeded. Many of us have argued for 18 months now, since that came out on July 5th, 2016. Jim Comey was wrong on the facts, wrong on the law, and profoundly wrong to make that decision and to make it public as if it were made with finality. The job of the FBI is not to decide whom to prosecute, but to present the evidence to professional prosecutors and the DOJ and let them make the decision. He took that away from them.
And he is exactly right at this. And Judge Napolitano has always advocated you need to go back and pick up the pieces of this and examine it and take it before the grand jury. This was never even taken before a grand jury. To let somebody, let private eyes look at this thing. Okay, so now there's going to be another panelist, Molly, who's going to weigh in on this, and she's pretty detailed in this.
Molly, you know what Democratic lawmakers, critics of this administration say, that this is all chum in the water. This is all thrown out there now to try to muddy the water of this Russia investigation.
Yeah, there's so much to this story, you know, so many little details that people are getting caught up on. But ultimately, we're talking about whether you can trust our FBI to do a good job investigating people in politically sensitive constructs. That's an issue not just with the Hillary Clinton investigation, but also with the ongoing Donald Trump investigation. You know, I was struck by that statement when he just said, when James Comey, you just showed him saying that he'd never coordinated what he was about to say with people in the Department of Justice. Yet we also know from these letters that, in fact, there was a great deal of coordination going on. And that coordination and these edits that we saw, they all went in the same direction, a direction of making it so that Hillary Clinton was in less legal jeopardy than otherwise she would have been. It's not just what we've already talked about with changing the language from gross negligence to extreme carelessness, but downplaying the amount of secret material that she had, downplaying the likelihood of foreign actors hacking into that system. And again, this all gets to the trust issue. If we can't trust the FBI to do a good job faithfully going after, you know, these laws that we all agree to hold to in this case, and we're seeing all these problems with the Russia investigation, you know, really getting to the very issue of, was there reason to believe there was treasonous collusion with Russia, or was it in fact an entire information operation where the FBI was weaponizing opposition research to go after an incoming administration?
They also did a little tactic to make it where they couldn't get access to the other emails with the State Department. And again, this is why I say you got to go slow in this thing, because you've got people who are in the intel community, the deep state, and they don't want to get caught, and they're going to go through and do the little things to stop things from advancing. Let me go to a break. Dan Marshall will be back with more of this right after this quick break.
Dan Morris Show. Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This morning, my teenager showed me her wish list. What was at the top? Yep, a new car. I told her there's no way we can add a car payment this time of year. Then a little elf told me about ASC Credit Union's No Pay for 90 Days offer. ASC has super low auto loan rates, and I'll get approved faster than Santa can squeeze down the chimney. I can give my daughter the gift she really wants and pay off the holidays before I start paying on her car. That's what I call a Christmas miracle. ASC Credit Union, your favorite holiday helper. Equal opportunity lender.
Are you planting a grain field this year?
Of course. That's why I'm heading to Prattville Farm Center. If you're looking for deer food plot seed, they've got them. Three-way, four-way, five, six-way. Blends from Pennington, WMS, and Tecomate, too.
Prattville Farm Center, I'll come with you. I hear they have 50 pounds of fertilizer for just $11.95 a bag, plus all kinds of farm equipment and the parts to keep them running right. You know, they have been doing it for 30 years.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive. Call 365-5400.
Hometown traditions of cooking and barbecue. The best sweet tea in the land. Countries welcome you. So are you hungry? Are you hungry?
Market Country's Barbecue with more Did You Know facts for the season. Did you know Country's makes more than just great barbecue? Our homemade sweet tater, southern pecan, and famous mile-high lemon pies, pans of grandma-style cornbread. Did you know we cater holiday menus, private rooms at Atlanta Highway, or complete banquets at Buck's Place, famous for steak and Prattville? Did you know our quick cater holiday packages feed 20 to 25? Boneless smoked hams and turkey breasts are here. Now you know it. Come on down and enjoy it.
Welcome out to Country's Barbecue. Good home cooking for you. Country's the way folks down here like it. Country's Barbecue.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. This is where we are.
One of these nights.
Okay, let's go to the next part of this story. We're going to be talking about foreign actors in here, and the fact that they did not include that in the announcement.
I think the critics would say that painting with too broad a brush about an FBI where there are a lot of good people fighting and good battles against terrorists and other things is dangerous. But this investigation is showing every day that there's some little nugget that opens up another piece of an investigation.
Well, at the very least, what James Comey was saying there was a misrepresentation of the truth. I mean, it's obviously people had consulted on editing. I'm not sure who was. Differing with you, Judge, in one sense, I do think it's important to know who was editing, because I'd like to know what this process was all about. I don't really get a sense of this, and as Catherine reported, we really don't know who was responsible for all the edits.
And we know that Peter Strzok was
part of the editing, but there may have been more. And I wonder how much James Comey knew about the Exhibit A versus Exhibit B, the deletions, the whatever was taken out, or how the language was changed. I will say that one of the things that struck me is in the letter was the edits to downgrade the likelihood that hostile actors had penetrated Secretary Clinton's private server.
Yes.
Well, that to me is sort of like the idea of whether or not there was an investigation about Russia and whether or not they were responsible for the election. That right there is diverting attention away from a possible effect on the election. Also, the removal of the word intelligence agencies, because it seems to me that leads one to realize that there was a much larger operation going on here, or at least a concern, and that downplayed it. I don't know if it was for security reasons, but I'm concerned by seeing that and hearing the conversation that takes place now about what we thought happened in 2016. That's where I go on this.
So the foreign actors they took out, and here's another thing. Remember, Comey was not in the interview. Comey did not go into there. There were some, Strzok was there and a couple of others and a note taker. Mm-hmm. They did not record it either. They did not record it. They only had note takers. There wasn't a stenographer there. It's just note takers. So if you do a deposition, for example, you normally have a stenographer there. And who arranged all that? Is that standard operating procedure?
Right. Now, I've heard that notes by an FBI agent are usually taken as solid evidence in a case, but still, I think this, for how high profile the case was, it's unusual not to have a recording, not to have some sort of hard record, just having the note.
Absolutely. I mean, this sounds like somebody was trying to give someone else a pass to me. And it's that Forrest Gump style. He's everywhere. He happens to be the right place at the right time. So now Jason Napolitano is going to comment on Putin.
Same time today, the Russian leader, Vladimir Putin, came out and was asked a lot about, in 4 hours of a news conference, about this investigation and about Donald Trump.
Everything is made up. All that is made up by people who oppose President Trump to delegitimize his work. For me, it is even strange. It is all done without understanding that this damages the inside politics. They suppress the resources of the elected president. It means that they don't respect the voters who voted for him.
And, you know, you talk to people privately here, they say, listen, no matter what is said publicly in support, that Russia is still a very dangerous place for the U.S.
And that man is the most dangerous killer on the planet right now. Dangerous to the United States, dangerous to Eastern Europe, dangerous to Western Europe. It's the last person Donald Trump wants defending him. I don't know what the story was with a four-hour press conference. I know our Amy Kellogg was in the front row, and she was trying very aggressively to ask a question, and he wouldn't call on her. But it sounds like he has something to hide.
Four-hour press conference, don't you know that was riveting?
Well, and Putin is incredibly gifted with the press and giving these. He kind of weaves in riddles with insults and then praises people, but it's always like a backhanded compliment or another agenda to his praise. He's very savvy in these press interviews, and he's got a lot to hide.
We're going to get to the story about Trump calling Putin afterwards, and the press are just apoplectic about it. Oh, he complimented Trump, and Trump picks up the phone and calls him. And here we are again. The Trump doesn't see the fallacies of Putin.
Is it possible that Trump wanted to tell Putin, hey, man, I appreciate it, but shut up?
Could be that.
I bet that's part of it.
North Korea. Let's go to the next part of this, and it's going to be talking about leaks and Putin again.
Molly.
Well, I mean, that's the genius of this. Either this is his cover-up of having been part of the collusion, or he's actually saying something that's true, even though it's coming from Vladimir Putin, who is a very dangerous individual. There are issues here about this entire narrative of collusion with Russia. We have been at it for over a year, and we still don't have evidence of Donald Trump working with Russia to steal an election.
That's what the caveat. You have to say we don't know the Mueller investigation, what is going to come from it yet. We have not seen leaks. We haven't seen evidence. We haven't seen somebody come to the microphone and tell us something other than speculation and circumstantial talking like Adam Schiff talks about.
But we do have much journalism going into this. We have many congressional inquiries. We have a special prosecutor. We have we've been pouring through everybody's communications, and we still don't have evidence of the central theme, which is this treasonous collusion with Russia. And at some point, it's worth asking whether the actual story is the narrative narrative that was put out there to begin with, and that there were leaks that were designed to support that narrative coming from highly placed Obama intelligence officials. That's also significant. We do have evidence of those things, and those are things that we also need to start paying much more attention to, and the FBI and Department of Justice need to start being much more transparent about what they were doing with that narrative.
You know, Bob Corker, Senator, chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said President Trump had a blind spot with Russia. That Washington Post story this morning, talking about a lot of different things, whether he yells at his staff, whether he doesn't want them to pass information. There was an interesting quote in there from Kurt Volker, who was the former NATO ambassador, said, "I believe he wants a better, more constructive U.S.-Russia relationship." I think, from what I took from that story anyway, that the president has the right motives. I just don't know that he knows which road to take on the map to get there. And trusting Vladimir Putin, to me, is not the answer.
News on 93.1 FM, Dan Marsh Show on Friday, TGIF edition. I want to give a couple of shout-outs. 84, good job, my friend. I'm glad you beat me to it. I was going to try to drop some off, but that was very, very nice of you, my friend, for doing that. And Tasha, I want to welcome you to the Dan Marsh Show. Appreciate you tuning in, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'm going to be back right after this.
The Dan Marsh Show.
Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Fine dining, great dining. The vintage year is back and better than ever. Under new management, Chase Brown have taken great dining to a new level. Think for a moment about starting your meal with an appetizer of jumbo lump crab cakes. One is enough. Two becomes almost a meal in itself. Join that with a great glass of wine or your favorite adult beverage, and you're beginning the night out right. Then let your eyes wander down the menu to the main courses. Will it be the sesame-crusted tuna or a delicious steak cooked to perfection? Or maybe it's the chicken pasta or the seared Hudson Valley duck breast. It's all delicious. Want to have a great dinner? Then let's go to the Vintage Year. It's back and better than ever. The Vintage Year in Old Cloverdale at 405 Cloverdale Road. 405 Cloverdale Road.
At Tire City and Automotive Service, we give you more miles for your money. How? With a nationwide 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And ASE-certified master technicians with over 60 years of combined experience, including an ASE-certified master diesel technician. Now, get a lifetime brake service starting at $229 plus tax. It's prompt, precise, and proficiently performed with cutting-edge technology. Compare that to a standard brake job performed by traditional equipment and no lifetime warranty. Visit TireCityAL.com for instant tire pricing, as well as tire manufacturer coupons for Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and others that can save you up to $100 on a set of four passenger or light truck tires with a mail-in rebate. Visit one of our two locations, Atlanta Highway or the Southern Bypass, a half mile east of Baptist Hospital in Alpha. See what our satisfied customers are saying online. They're getting more miles for their money. Shouldn't you?
While most of us will be planning the next big holiday meal, hundreds of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to join our holiday food drive to help feed those in need across the River region. Drop off non-perishable food items to Gulf Coast Supply, 861B Plantation Way in Montgomery, and help stuff our Sprinter van with food to be delivered to hungry families. Gulf Coast Supply, with start-to-finish metal roofing solutions. Visit our station website for more info. The holiday food drive from Gulf Coast Supply in Blue Water Broadcasting.
Fox News Radio, I'm Debbie Hanley. The UN Security Council met to discuss North Korea. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called on China to abide by sanctions.
As Chinese crude oil flows to North Korean refineries, the United States questions China's commitment to solving an issue that has serious implications for the security of its own citizens.
Before departing for the FBI graduation ceremony, President Trump was asked if he would consider a pardon for Michael Flynn, his former national security advisor.
I don't want to talk about pardons for Michael Flynn yet. We'll see what happens. Let's see. I can say this. When you look at what's gone on with the FBI and with the Justice Department, people are very, very angry.
ABC has fired Chef Mario Batali of The Chew. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Bundle up. It's going to be a cold one out there tonight. Partly cloudy with the overnight low temperature down to about 30. The winds will die down. For tomorrow, look for a mostly sunny day. I think it's going to be nice. High in the upper 50s. That's perfect this time of the year. Great weather for the Camellia Bowl tomorrow night with temperatures falling into the 40s. Then on Sunday, scattered showers, high in the lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms move in Sunday night into Monday. Monday's high around 68 and mid-60s on Tuesday with more scattered showers. Our free weather app will always keep you on top of the weather changes. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Ah, yes, boys and girls, TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. Okay, let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Larry G. Larry G., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, what's up, Morris?
Nada, man. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm going to be brief, man. This morning on another show, I know you like to stay in your lane, but the rumor were that Charles Barkley's going to donate two-time $500,000 million to the black folks in Alabama. Now, he called Bannon a racist, and I like Bannon. I don't know if he's a racist or not. But the deal is that now he's not considered a decent, good Caucasian. People's had a hand in getting Doug Jones to cross the river as well. So it looked like a little racist to me in itself.
Mm-hmm.
However, I was talking to some people. You know, Dan, a lot of these black voters that came out all over the place, they are convinced that their lifestyle is going to be much, much better because Doug Jones' victory is here. The so-called leaders didn't tell them that Doug Jones is only one vote. He's going to be part of a corrupt Democrat regime in Washington, D.C. Obviously, that place is a cesspool as we speak. And see, these black leaders Dan, is, you know, to me, they're doing a disservice to people because they're telling them to vote, but they won't tell them the three branches of the government. Perhaps a lot of them don't know themselves. But on the other hand, they're just fooling the voters. Me and Bernie's over on the other side, you know, we go all over the place. And people are just telling us, hey, I don't have to worry about food now. I don't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I said, well, who told you that? I said, you guys are putting your faith in man, in the Heavenly Father, in the Book of Timothy, first and second, the creator of mankind said things will not get better for humankind, unfortunately. God says things will advance from bad to worse. You know, Dan, when I think about that, it hurts me so bad because the fact is, if I tell Dan Morris to vote, you know, I'm going to sit down and say, Dan, now listen, this is the job of a senator in Washington, D.C. This is what he can do. He can toot his horn. Perhaps he can get his colleagues, if he toot his horn loud enough, maybe he can get his colleagues to go along with him, and maybe we can get some passed. But my President Trump, he's an intelligent guy, and the Democrats don't want to do anything with the President Trump. You see? Now, they had the same thing when the Democrats were controlled. They were saying, well, the Republicans don't want to do anything. And this Rubio guy, Dan, what's up with that fellow, man?
He's coming along. He's coming along.
I hope so, man, because, come on. I mean, they just jealous of Trump. I mean, Trump is a brilliant, guy, man.
I think Marco Rubio's got a pretty good point. I mean, why you had talked about having it at 2,000, he was four, they're dropping it back down to 1,100 for a child tax credit. That's a major difference. And if you're pro-child, particularly for the middle class and lower class, that's an important factor. Larry G., I got to get several calls here before the end of the show.
Yeah, you better run out of town. Have a good weekend, man.
You too, my friend. Let's go to Chad. Hey, Chad, how are you?
What's going on, Dan the man?
Not a man. I understand you guys have got a big soiree tonight.
Yep, we got our firm party tonight, and then tomorrow night's the big blue and gray ball, so dance card's full this weekend.
I like that. Now, let me tell you something, Chad. I don't want you to put any lampshades on your head.
No, I'm not that kind of guy, you know.
And tell Shep not to do the same thing, okay?
Yeah, right. I like the last caller, what he had to say. By the way, both Corker and Rubio have come out in favor of the bill today. There was just an article on Politico that just went up, so it's a done deal. It's going to get voted on, so which I'm glad, because otherwise it would have been political suicide for the entire party.
Where was? Have you seen Corker's response to this? Is Corker?
Yes.
Is he on
the wrong? Pull up the Politico right now, and it's on there, and it's also on Bloomberg.
But Corker, is Corker's with it?
Corker's a yes.
Okay, that's good. So they don't need Thad Cochran and John McCain.
That's right. That's right. So that's why the market's up 163 points right now. So looks like a done deal. Of course, you and I both know it's not perfect, but it's darn good. I mean, just to change that pass-through rate on small corporations, that subchapter S is fantastic, and lowering the corporate rate. And I see a lot of people don't understand lowering the corporate rate, because you and I both know, and a lot of folks out there that listen to your show know, that corporations don't pay taxes. But when the corporate rate increases, they show enough are going to pass that increased expense on to you in the form of increases in product price and services. So I think some of that is going to get spread out to the consumer, and of course, hopefully a lot of it will go back into developing capital and hiring more employees, which is really what this is all about, expanding the economy.
Well, or at least have it channeled out in dividends.
Yeah, dividends. That's another. That would be great too. So I think it's a good week for Trump, and the fact that now that Lisa Bloom's been outed for whoring out her services, and I use that term in every way it means, for whoring out her services and getting money to pay off you know, people to make allegations. I mean, can you imagine what would happen if the Trump campaign was tied to a lawyer that paid $750,000 to someone to say something salacious about a Democrat?
Yeah.
I mean,
man,
absolutely. She ought to lose her bar license for this, you know.
Well, the apple didn't fall too far from the tree, up or down on that, considering.
I can actually say that what she's doing is even worse than her mom. And apparently this woman who dimed her out and told everybody what the deal was got mad after Bloom decided to represent Weinstein, which truly showed what a whore she was, that she was willing to take whoever's money's green.
Yeah.
You know?
It was in the family, Chad. It was in the family.
Yeah, it's not about protecting, you know, women. It's about the almighty dollar, you know. And it's just amazing to me. So I think it's a pretty good day for Trump. He's had a good week in terms of what's been going on with the FBI now that those shenanigans are starting to get out. Isn't that getting interesting, Dan?
Yeah, let me tell you, this whole FBI thing, this whole Strzok deal, and like I said, he's like Forrest Gump. He seems to be at the right place at the right time on all these twists and turns. I think the Steele dossier could be very explosive, particularly if Ora, the FBI agent that's going to be testifying next week, if he paid or had something to do with that, because his wife was at Fusion GPS.
And worked on the Trump. And has admittedly worked on the Trump disinformation stuff or the Oppo research.
Yeah, anyway. And guess what her specialty was?
Russia. It's counterintelligence, Russia.
Russia.
Yeah. So if in fact we can show that the FBI took a fake dossier to get a FISA warrant so that it could listen in on the Trump campaign, I think that's a really easy scenario to explain to the American people.
Well, and here's an interesting thing. Is it interesting to explain to a grand jury?
Yeah. I mean, if you knew that what you got was trash and it was paid for by the Democratic Party, and then you had some insiders within the DOJ, you know, these two folks, and then one of them's married to, I mean, did Mueller not vet these people? I mean, did he not know that this guy's wife was working? I mean, I think you have to put...
Well, I'm not sure if Mueller knew about the dossier and the connection at that time when all this came on board.
Well, that could be true. Although the dossier had been floating around.
Well, wait. Let me take that back. I think... No, it wasn't. No, that was the that was another subject that when he was there, but he's got. This whole thing has got twists and turns and problems. You know, is being affected when the Democrats say, "Oh, you're just trying to get away from the Russian collusion." No, actually, the collusion that went on with the FBI in Russia and the Clinton campaign.
Well, I tell you, my father's longtime law partner was a gentleman and a fantastic FBI agent. He was a lawyer and he was also a fingerprint expert. I know he's got to be just disgusted by all this. And it's not the run-of-the-mill, you know, I don't want to say run-of-the-mill because no FBI agent is run-of-the-mill. They're fine people. But they've all got to be really upset at what they're hearing is going on within the upper echelons of the agency. Because if Andy McCabe was having conversations in his office with, you know, these folks about how we can get Trump in case he wins, I mean, not only is that a Hatch Act violation big time, but it also is the conspiracy of all conspiracies
exactly.
In America. Politics.
Exactly.
I mean, this makes Watergate look like a total joke.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically trying to interject through a judicial system your brand of politics because you don't like the person who was rightfully elected, his brand of politics.
Yeah, I'm going to have a hard time believing that FBI lawyer just, you know, casually met on his own off the grid with Fusion GPS. I think McCabe knows that. I think he gave permission to do it. The guy's wife was there. The wife, you know, got a license to, or was it the girl? Yeah, the wife got a license, a ham radio license, so that they could communicate back and forth, and it wouldn't be picked up because, you know, ham radio is not monitored by intelligence agencies. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, this would really make a fantastic movie.
Wait a minute. You know? So they did. I have not heard the ham operator. So they were communicating via ham radio.
Ham radio.
Man.
Ham radio.
Because the only reason you would do that is to...
See, it was Steele. She was communicating, I think, with Steele by ham radio. The woman, the wife who was working at Fusion GPS is the story. She
Man.
Was communicating with Steele by ham radio, which, you know, that way, you know, it doesn't get picked up. You know?
So, interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Chad, you always bring game to the table, baby.
All right, man. Well, listen, you guys have a great... Oh, by the way, let me just say one last thing.
Sure.
I think Doug Jones has the hardest job in the world right now because there's no way he's going to keep the Democrats happy, and there's no way that if he does try and do it, he'll ever get reelected. Not going to happen.
I agree, and I've been saying that since the election happened. Chad, have a great week and enjoy your soiree.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Take
care. Joey Bryant, I said hi. Newstar 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
One must put up barriers to keep oneself in time.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Every morning is different for everybody. Nate gets up for the early shift, while Brad is just getting home from the night shift. Pam runs a PR and a 5K, while Drew runs late to work. Beth proposes a road trip to her boyfriend, while Mark proposes to his girlfriend. Luckily, there's a McDonald's for every morning.
A bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit can make any morning special. Now two for just $3.50, only at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time, single item at regular price.
To all who've asked when McRib is coming back, you've hashtagged about your hunger and posted your passion 29,000 times. You blogged, vlogged, gift, or gift about your cravings. You even throwback Thursday to that time you had McRib with your cousin and it was glorious. And now it's time to eat one. Then post a picture of it.
Your wait is over. Your favorite McRib sandwich is back. Pick up a McRib extra value meal now for just $4.99, only at McDonald's. At participating stores for a limited time, single item at regular price cannot be combined with combo meal.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay. We're going to do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket.
Oh, yes.
I'm excited for whoever's going to win this.
Yes, me too. Let's we'll get set up here. And the winner is James!
James?
Yes.
James, you need to call me at 272-9228.
Now, he called earlier today, but... He actually called earlier in the week, so he was
the winner.
Oh, wait. He can't double dip.
He didn't. I kept him in just on one slot.
Okay, he can't double dip now. Mm-hmm. Can't do that. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing good, Randall, and you?
Good. I just want to give a real quick thing for the kids tomorrow at 2 o'clock in Vida, Alabama. We're having a Christmas parade. And at Boston Butts for sale, Half Chicken for sale. And the only reason I ain't never done this before. We have it every year, and it's been going on for years. But, man, the prop parade, I felt so sorry for the kids. Y'all, please bring all your kids and bring a 5-gallon bucket. There'll be plenty of candy. And if you want to get in the parade, anybody can get in it. Just be there at 12 o'clock. And then if you're in the parade, afterwards you get to eat and hang around up at the community center. And
okay, let's start off, because to explain this to the audience, give us the event, the time and location, and what the purpose of it is.
Vida Christmas Parade is in Vida, Alabama. Starts at 2 o'clock. If you want to be in it, be there at 12. It benefits the community of Vida. I mean, where they can put on other stuff on further in the year. All the Boston Butts for, and a half chickens for $5. You can eat all day and get all the candy you want and have a good old time. You can bring horses, and if you see a fence, a field, if you want to park in it, just open the gate and close it and park in it. And come on out to the road. So it's a big time, man. We have a good old time. It's a all day thing, really.
Randall, thanks for the call and the information. Appreciate you. I guess the other caller wanted to. Can I get one cut
in? Yeah.
Let's go Victoria Tungson of the FBI and DOJ. There you go.
Documents revealing former FBI Director James Comey's exoneration letter in Hillary Clinton's email probe was watered down. Our next guest says it wasn't just a simple edit, but all part of a deep state plot to keep President Trump out of the White House and get Hillary Clinton elected. Here to explain, former chief counsel for the Senate Intel Committee and the attorney for that FBI informant in the Uranium One probe, Victoria Tensing, live in the studio. Who's behind this?
Well, let me just tell you that these events that we have been seeing over the last year, but now recently, are just terrifying because it's really threatening the integrity of our justice system. Mm-hmm. We now have facts that show us that it's very clear that top officials at the Comey FBI and the Obama Justice Department harbored such animus toward Donald Trump that they hatched a brazen plot to do two things. One, to corruptly clear Clinton of crimes.
Before the election.
Before the election, and they did that in July 2016. Mm-hmm. And then to frame Donald Trump and his campaign staff on this so-called Russian collusion
also
issue.
Also before the election, but that has continued to ride up till this day.
Yes, because they also wanted to affect the presidency. Mm-hmm. See, I mean, we didn't know about Peter Strzok's texts, but now we know we're seeing a context for this, the animus. But let's go back over just the Clinton investigation. Mm-hmm. Who did Comey put in charge of it? Peter Strzok. I mean, he had to know Strzok's animus toward Donald Trump. And then we look at what a farce that investigation was. They didn't even open a grand jury. Now, no serious investigation goes with.
No serious investigation goes without doing a grand jury. James, let's bring in winner James. James, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. I'm very happy. I've got Pam. She can drive me if I need to go anywhere.
Okay, yeah, you're going to have to go down and pick it up at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Do you know where it is?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I think you go out.
We're almost out of time. You know where it is, it's down 231.
230.
Joey, do we have all this information?
He's
sending me your information. I'm going to send it down to Reed Ingram, and then I'm going to let you know that he's got it so you can go down and get it this weekend.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Oh, and thank you, Alan. It's great. Thank you.
Thanks. Jack Ingram, Tennessee Used Cars, sponsored this hour of the Dan Morris Show. Eric, the man, is making my son happy. My son got a great deal from Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. You can, too. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Yes.
Great week of shows.
Yes.
You drive safe, my friend.
Indeed, I will.
If you need bond money, you text me.
I know.
Thank you for that.